This cabinet displays two Icelandic spoons from the 17th and 18th centuries. They are made of whale tooth and resemble Danish silver spoons from the 16th and 17th century, shown for comparison. The shell-like form of the silver spoons can then be traced to the Reformation farther south in Europe. This form was predominant for centuries until the egg or oval-shaped form became popular. The knife and fork, selected from the effects of district magistrates in Urgur and Ísafjörður the Deep, were crafted abroad in the 16th century. The use of eating utensils at the dining table appears to have reached Iceland somewhat early. The fork was an innovation that, in addition to its appearance, can also be traced to the Reformation in Italy, where more emphasis was laid on the home, home furnishings, and housekeeping. Eating utensils gradually spread through Europe, not becoming common, for example, in England until the beginning of the 17th century. The fork was a remarkable innovation, having at first two tines, then three, and then four. There were many types of shafts on knives, forks and spoons, which were made of different materials, as can be seen in the main exhibition. The eating utensils from Urgur were in a travel pouch. The shafts are made of silver and are cylindrical with filigree on the upper part. Along with knives, forks and spoons, this case contains several other objects, such as a porcelain bowl and clay pitchers, which are now regarded as everyday useful objects. But in previous centuries, such objects came to Iceland from Europe and were regarded as special. They were symbols of the owner's status and often served as prototypes for objects that Icelanders, who were good with their hands, fashioned from available materials. Wood, horn and bone. Likewise, they indicate to us the spirit and main characteristics of the period involved.